This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands of striking nurses in New York City say they have to work overtime, handle twice as many patients as they should, skip meals and bathroom breaks. Now, two New York City hospitals have reached a tentative contract agreement with those nurses that ends their walkout. The hospitals say they've been struggling with a nursing shortage made worse by the pandemic. What now? Now that President Biden's legal team reportedly has found more documents marked classified.
A person familiar with the matter says they were found in a second location, separate from the small number of classified documents a lawyer for the president says were found at Biden's former Washington office space. The revelation comes after White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre dodged questions about the president's handling of classified information, noting his lawyers immediately notified the National Archives about the first batch.
They did the right thing.
Pointing to an ongoing Justice Department review. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The FAA says a damaged database file appears to be to blame for that chaos at the airports yesterday. Thousands of flights across the country canceled or delayed yesterday after a system that offers safety information to pilots failed. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says they are going to try to find out why this happened.
Understand the root cause, understand how it could have led to this level of disruption, and understand how to make sure that it does not happen again.
The National Weather Service warning of more heavy rain from Northern California to parts of Oregon and Washington State. It was almost a week ago that a six-year-old boy shot and wounded a first-grade teacher in Newport News, Virginia, say police. Many there now calling for metal detectors in every school. But experts warn there are no easy solutions to gun violence in schools. This is AP News. Now to an honored military veteran.
The oldest living survivor of Pearl Harbor marked his 105th birthday. Joseph Eskenazi from Redondo Beach, California, says it feels great.
I'm glad to be alive at this age, 105 years old.
He marked his birthday at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans. Other veterans representing the Army, Navy, and Marines flew in for the event. Eskenazi says he doesn't know why he signed up.
My hand just went up when they asked for volunteers. Nobody else raised their hand because they knew that it meant death. Because they told you, never volunteer in the Army.
Eskenazi's Pearl Harbor memories include being awakened when a bomb fell, but didn't explode, near where he was sleeping. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.